Good idea to hunt in good weather. Bad weather can do more than ruin your hunting. Hypothermia is a real threat when hunting in the winter or in the mountainous areas where weather can change rapidly and dramatically. But it's just as dangerous in damp, humid areas where hypothermia can sneak up on you.
We tend to associate something like hypothermia with extremely cold temperatures. But in reality, I think more people suffer from incidents of hypothermia between, I'd say 50 to 70 degree temperature, where it's just warm enough that you're really not adequately dressed. Also, moisture is a major factor that contributes to hypothermia. You get yourself damp and wet, and your body temperature begins to lower. What are some of the signs? Chattering of teeth, uncontrolled shivering, inability to complete a thought, stammering and stuttering when you talk. Sometimes it'll evolve into irrational behavior. And if you're in the early stages, it's just a matter of sitting down, eating some food, having some sort of warm liquid. Where you can do it, build a fire, warm yourself up. The earlier that you can head off hypothermia, the better you are. In the most extreme case, where people have advanced stages of hypothermia and you're in a field situation, body-to-body contact is probably the single best response. Once your core temperature, it literally can reach a point of when it drops down, you go into a coma and you just don't come out of it. Dressing in layers is probably the single best thing you should do.
These two